For yesterday's special edition of our show, we're going in-depth now on Super Tuesday. On March 1st, Americans in more than 10 states all went to the polls at once. They weren't electing a president. They were helping determine which one Democrat and which one Republican would ultimately appear on the presidential ballot this November. Results from these contests were still coming in when we put this show together. Teachers, for up-to-the-moment info, please head to CNN.com. We're starting with an analysis of the Republican side. As of last night, there were five candidates running to become the Republican nominee. And going into Super Tuesday, businessman Donald Trump was the front runner. He'd won in every state but Iowa before yesterday's votes. Now, CNN's John King is doing a bit of math for us. He's looking at a few hypothetical outcomes from yesterday built around Donald Trump's lead so far.
So heading into Super Tuesday, nobody is anywhere close to clinching the nomination when it comes to delegates. But momentum does start to matter, and Trump is starting to pull away. It's early. You need, 1,237 delegates to clinch on the Republican side, and nobody's even at 100. If he ran the board, even winning with 30, 33%, 35%, if Trump runs the board on Super Tuesday, look at that. He gets close to 350. Again, you need 1,230-something. So he'd be pulling away in a dramatic way. You start to get that space. So the challenge is you've got to not only win some states, but take some delegates away. And that's where it hurts. Even if a Ted Cruz could pick up Texas, for example, say Trump comes in second, Rubio third, and Kasich fourth, even there, Trump's still getting some delegates if you're splitting it up. So to stop Trump, you can't just win one state or two states. Senator Rubio, like Senator Cruz, needs a win. You can't keep celebrating second place. Say Rubio pulls it out in a state like Virginia. So if we give that one to Rubio, say Trump comes in second, Cruz third, and Kasich fourth, even then, okay, so Cruz took Texas away, Rubio takes a state, maybe it's Virginia away. Let's even say, okay, you know, Governor Kasich's been camping out in Massachusetts, so what if he can somehow make that happen there? Even then, a couple guys take a little bit away from Trump, that's still a lot of Trump, and he's still way ahead. Republicans, unlike the Democrats, are proportional early on, and then later on, as you get through the calendar, you have much more winner-take-all. And Trump, simply because of the Republican rules where the winner is treated more favorably, you start to pull away, and conceivably, voila, that's the Trump convention right there.